Today, we're lucky enough to have Scott White, the Director of Technology-Sponsored Services for our own NFB. We'll discuss and demo all about NFB Newsline. So by raising your hands, this is going to be interesting, by raising your hands, how many of you do not have Newsline? We'll take a minute and see if they can raise their hands.
I do know there are several people who are brand new to the NFB if they're on this call right now. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's one that raised their hand. I just heard. So
Yeah. So I do know that there are several people that are brand new.
Great. Okay, we have three raised hands. That's good. Scott, we're going to get some new signees. Okay.
Well, and so, some of us have to broaden our platform because we now have more capability than we had when we signed up a million years ago.
Okay, those hands can be lowered. And now I'm going to ask you to raise your hand if you have NFB Newsline. If you have NFB Newsline. Oh, they're coming up quick. Woo! All right. Super duper. Okay, you can lower your hands. Thank you very much. And we'll verify whoever needs Newsline. Thank you very much for cooperating.
I'll lower them for everyone, so don't worry, folks.
Thank you, sir. Very good. So it's nice to see that many of you have Newsline, and hopefully you're using it. And for those of you that don't have Newsline, hopefully you'll get it and understand the value of having it. It's free. We'll go into all of that in a little bit. But I want to talk about Scott White a little bit. Scott White and I have been friends for many, many years, at least 10. I've been the coordinator for Newsline in New Jersey for 10 years, and I've dealt with Scott, and he's dealt with me, which is even harder. And we still are friends. He's been a guest several times on my tech division conference calls throughout the 2 years or 3 years that we've done that. And he's also been a guest on our national tech seminar calls. And so those are archived on nfbnj.org, and you can look for tech seminars and you can listen to some of them. Let's see. So get set, get ready, and Scott, let's go. So now I'm going to ask you, hello, Scott, how are you?
Hello, very well this afternoon.
Are you ready? Are you ready for me?
I'm always ready.
All right. So for those people that don't have Newsline, and even for those people that do, can you give us a little overview of what Newsline is all about,
okay.
The services?
Mm-hmm. So as was mentioned, my name is Scott White. I'm the Director of Sponsored Technology Programs for the National Federation of the Blind. I've worked at the Federation for the past 14 years, with my main responsibility being the day-to-day running of NFB Newsline with a little bit of KNFB Reader thrown in. Okay, so an overview of NFB Newsline. I describe NFB Newsline as an audio information service. You can get a number of publications, anything from TV listings, retail ads, things that we'll be talking about in a little bit more depth a little bit later. Right now we have over 500 publications.
Very good. Okay. Can you tell me the types of publications that you have available besides just newspapers?
Okay, so we have some publication groups, and I'm going to go ahead and go over those and give a little bit of information about each one of those groups. Okay, we first start off with like the Associated Press. Now, you probably are familiar with the Associated Press. Those are the folks that are going to send the wire stories to like radio and TV stations. We get a feed from them as well, and we put that information on NFB Newsline, and that's updated at I mentioned that here also. We'll be talking a little bit later about probably some election 2020 materials mm-hmm. we have on there. But I know from experience in past election cycles that people really love the Associated Press because they can go to individual states and find out the results of what's actually going on in the state before they hear it on radio or TV. Mm-hmm. So that's one advantage with the Associated Press. Now, the Associated Press, we have a national feed, and we also have it for each individual state. On NFB Newsline, remember I was mentioning that you have those 500 papers, or publications, I should say. So comprised in that is probably about 360 or so state publications. And what's really cool is, you know, I'm in Maryland. I can go and read the Baltimore Sun, but I can also go and read other newspapers that are in other states. It could be something in California. It could be like the New York Times, anything. Generally, every state is going to have at least two newspapers. Some states have many more than that, but generally, we're going to have at least two. Another category that we have is called Breaking News Online. We have about nearly 40 publications in that area. And this is going to be where we go out to individual websites, we grab the content on those websites and make it available. Some of the popular websites that we have, I'm not going to be able to list all these items that we have in each one of these categories, but I'm just giving some highlights. Okay, so we have ABC News, CBS, CNN, Fox News, NPR. For folks that have Apple devices and like that, we have Apple Insider with all those details about the Apple devices. We also have one for people that are, love to read about Android devices called Android Central. For sports lovers, we have ESPN Online. And we also have Science Daily. That is in the breaking news category. We also have things like the BBC and Sky News from the UK. Another category that we have is national newspapers. Now, national newspapers are going to have about 13 of those, and those are going to be the things like you're going to think of, like a Wall Street Journal, New York Times, USA Today. We also have another wire service called Reuters. We get information as well as the UPI feed.
Very good.
For folks that are Spanish speakers, we have about 5 newspapers that are in Spanish, and they're generally going to be from like Florida, Texas, and also New York. Now, coming to a large category that we've had that people really have taken advantage of in recent years, but there's certainly a lot more opportunity for people to take advantage of this. We're well known for our newspapers, but magazines, we have about 90 of those now. Quite an extensive list of those. So we have AARP, the magazine. We have Consumer Reports. We have also Diabetic Living. Now, we used to have another publication in that group that was related to diabetes, but unfortunately they stopped publication, so we had to remove them. So right now we're actively looking for something that can replace it. So as with everything, I would be very interested if people have any suggestions that they want to pass on. I'll be giving my contact information later on. Of maybe something that would be like a diabetic magazine that we could look in to see if we could carry it. First, like Discovery, we have Guidepost Magazine. Recipes, we have All Recipes, Every Day with Rachel Ray. We have New Yorker, The Economist, and Smithsonian. And we have also Sporting News. That one's very popular as well. We have Reader's Digest. That's one of our magazines. And then we have the flagship publication of the National Federation of the Blind, the Braille Monitor. And we have something called WebMD that has a lot of health information in it. And we also work in collaboration with the National Library Service. So you may, if you are a patron of the National Library Service in your local library, it's in your state, you're probably familiar with something called Talking Book Topics. We have that's on the system, and we also have something called Braille Book Review that comes from them as well. Another category we have is international publications. We have about 14 of those. I was at a convention of the National Federation of Blind about a few years ago, and somebody said, I'd really love to have international publications so I can have an idea of how how other publications around the world, how they view us, etc. So we started doing that, and it's really become a popular section. We have about 14 of those, and we have different publications from like the United Kingdom, Japan. We have one from New Zealand and a couple from Canada as well. Now, one other publication category that we have that is the most recent one, and that's called the Kids Reading Corner. Now, in there, we just have 4 publications. We've just started with that one and tried to explore to add more. But anyway, we have Stone Soup. That is a literary magazine where the articles are written by the kids. We have Highlights. We also have National Geographic for Kids, Girls Life, and that's the Kids Reading Corner. Those are the publication groups that we have.
Very good. Thank you very much. That's terrific. I do Stone Soup with my granddaughter, and we love it. It's adorable. Can you tell us about the weather forecasts and the emergency weather alerts?
Well, the emergency weather alerts are really something that it was always a problem that I had, I mean, for many years. You know, I'd be there and be watching TV, and you hear the TV go beep, 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 and you know something scrolling across the screen. What is it? So I would even, in past years, I would call the television station, and they'd say, oh, I didn't even know we had one. So, because it's an automated system, and they didn't know what the scroll was. So now with NFP Newsline, you can immediately go to NFP Newsline, and it will give you what that emergency weather alert is. Now, if it happened to be something that was like a man-made disaster, like a chemical spill or something, we don't have a data set for that. But these are going to be things like, let's say, if you've got like a flash flood condition, something like it would be, it's coming up to winter now, would be for any type of snowstorms, ice storms, anything like that, tornadoes, hurricanes, all that stuff. If it's applicable to your area, then we're going to have it for you. Now, as an outgrowth of trying to bring that on NFP Newsline, AccuWeather, who we get that from, they said, well, you know, why don't you go ahead and we can offer you the weather forecast too. So we have a very extensive 7-day weather forecast. A lot of subscribers, what they tell me is, you know, there's many, a multitude of different sources where we can get the weather, but it's very in-depth what we have. And it's an hourly forecast, etc.
Very good. Now, when people ask me when they want to join Newsline, they ask me what's on there. And some people really want to know their TV listings. They don't ever get a booklet anymore. They can't read it. And I know we have TV listings because I use it all the time. And retail ads. Can you share that with us now?
Yes. Okay. So the TV listings have been on since around 06, I believe. And what that is we have purchased a database, and it has all the programs that are coming on all the different stations and cable networks across the country. So once you sign up for NFP Newsline and you go into TV listings, it's going to ask you a couple questions at first, such as, what is your time zone? What is your zip code? And see, based on your zip code, then we can narrow it down and know, you know, do you have Verizon in your area? If so, we'll give you an opportunity to pick that one. Comcast, what have you. It's going to be everything, including like if you're just using an antenna for your TV listing. So you pick that. This is a one-time setup you do. The system remembers it when you would either call back, or if you're looking at it on an iPhone, it's going to remember all that. Now, when it comes to a TV listing, some of them are rather verbose, and other ones are just going to have maybe a sentence. So the program, it gives you, of course, the time of the program, the name of the program, synopsis of the program, and gives you the rating that's on the program, and a lot of people enjoy the audio description. So it tells you if the program is audio described as well. So that's TV listings. Now, the retail. Retail ads, you know, two of the things that as I was going around the country and talking about NFP Newsline, two of the things that would come up the most would be, I need to know what's on sale at stores, and then I also need to know about different jobs, and we're going to talk about job listings too. But retail ads, people want to know what's on sale. I mean, blind people want to save money too, just like everybody else. So what we do is all time during the year, 365 days, we have the Target and Walmart flyers. Now, and this is going to be exactly what comes in like a person's Sunday newspaper if they were to get the print edition. And actually, in all likelihood, we get it before it shows up, because as soon as it rolls over on Sunday after midnight, it's available. Now, and when it comes to the holiday season, which we're coming up to here, it'll be here before we know it, we're going to work to try to have several other, and I don't know who they're going to be yet. It really depends on what data we can get as far as the different stores. But in the past, we've had things like Best Buy and Kohl's and so forth, Home Depot. Those, we have those flyers that are all those sales that are applicable during the holiday season.
Very good. And we used to have grocery ads before COVID. Now it says, you know, they're not available right now. But those are also very valuable for a lot of people as well.
Right. Right. If they put them in the ad, then we're certainly going to have it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
There are a few, while we're talking about grocery ads, there are a few states that actually will go ahead. New Jersey is one of them. They will upload, because we have partner organizations that we work with, and they will actually upload an audio file to us, and then we put it on NFP Newsline, and that will have the grocery ads that's read by a human reader, basically.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can you tell us about COVID-19 and the elections? That's important for right now. Can you share that about?
Okay. So what we did, well, first of all, what we thought the COVID-19 information was important to everybody. This is going off the system now, but I think it started around March 17th and ran through August 31st. And it was available to all states. Currently, NFP Newsline now is available in 45 states plus the District of Columbia. But during that time period that I mentioned, it was available to everybody. the COVID-19 information is under breaking news. And what it is we're going through and searching all the breaking news publications, and then we're presenting the articles that match the COVID-19 or coronavirus that information, and we display those based on the publication. So those, some of those that I was talking about earlier with ABC News, CNN, CBS, all that stuff. So what we do is we go and search all those, and then we present those articles.
Very good.
The second component of that that we have is we were able to get a data source from Johns Hopkins Hospital for those persons that want to know the statistics of how many cases are in my state, how many are in the United States, in the world, etc. All those statistics are there too. Because see, those particular statistics usually are presented in a graphical format, which is totally inaccessible to us.
Mm-hmm. So can you share with us how you become eligible?
Okay. So if I can go ahead here and speak about our election 2020 information.
I'm sorry.
That's so topical right now, timely right now. Okay, so we feel at the National Federation of the Blind that every blind person should take their opportunity and exercise their right to vote. We are nonpartisan. We don't say who you should vote for, but we do say that you should vote. You should be able to participate in society and vote just like everyone else, make your own selection. So what we've done is we provided information on the two major candidates. So we've gone ahead, just like what we did with the COVID information, we were searching for information related to the virus. This time we're searching for the two major candidates, Biden and Trump. And we're searching a number of things. We're searching the breaking news category, presenting those articles, and these are broken down so you can easily find them. We searched all the newspapers for those two terms as well, also international publications and also the magazines. That's one component of the election 2020 information. Other components are we have what we call a state voting guide. So we went to a website, and we have this broken down state by state. So we have the such information as when early voting occurs, when you need to register by, any of that type of information we have. If you have problems on election day, where do I call? All that information is contained in there. We also have something that came directly from NFB.org website, and this is information like a blind voter's voting guide. We have that. There's also after you vote, it doesn't matter if you vote by mail or if you're actually doing it early or on election day, whatever, we have a blind voter survey. And we'd like as many people as possible to go ahead and fill this out. So information about that is on there as well. The final component of the election information is we've gone to both the websites, Biden and Trump, and we pulled information from the particular websites. This would include information that they possibly, that they have regarding their different positions on different issues, things like that. They have bios, information about the two candidates. So that rounds out the election 2020 information.
Sorry about jumping the gun, but now thank you for that. And you can also probably email that to yourself, correct?
That is true. So we're going to see in one of the access methods, we do have an opportunity where a subscriber, if you do use email, we can go ahead and record your email address. And then there's various ways that, let's say I'm listening to a recipe or just an article I want to keep for myself, I can go ahead and have it sent to my email, and then I can read it later. Often what I'll do is if I'm reading through something like through the day for business purposes, and I come across an article that I like to read, but it's really, more personal related, I'll just go ahead and push the buttons, make it come to my email, and then I'll read it during the evening. Mm-hmm. So a lot it's a very popular thing. I think we send about 3 million emails a year that way.
I bet you 2 million are Jane Degenshine. Anyway, can you tell us, can you tell us about the eligibility now? And I'm sorry for cutting you off before.
That's all right. Okay, so eligibility. Okay, so probably a great deal of people that are on the call, you're eligible. But let me go ahead and tell you what actually makes you eligible. So if you're blind, if you have low vision, or if you have a print disability. And by print disability, I mean something also is like a mobility impairment. this would be someone that necessarily uses a wheelchair, but it would be someone that would have the inability to, like, turn printed pages. They can't access print due to a physical limitation that they have. Maybe it could be shaking hands, what have you. That would make you eligible for the service.
And how would somebody apply? What's the easiest way to do such?
Well, the easiest way is to just go ahead and call your National Library Service, if you're a patron of the library, and tell them you want to subscribe to NFP Newsline. Any of the libraries across the country, they basically have, they'll pull up your record, and there's some mechanism, they put in a code, and then your name, address, phone number, or email address if you have one, that all gets downloaded to us. We automatically put it in a database, and then you get what's like the username and password, which we call the identification code and security code. That's the easiest way. You also can go ahead and give us a call, and we can send you a print application if you want one. Also, you can go to nfbnewsline.org, and we have a self-application on there that you can fill out.
Or you can contact your state coordinator and they can do it for you. Steve Cook's on here and I'm on here. I don't know who else is a coordinator, but I know both of us are. So South Carolina and New Jersey, we have you covered. Okay. What are all the ways to access Newsline?
Many, many. Okay. So we started back out with NFP Newsline. The first access method we had was the touch tone telephone. So that's still around today. It's still extremely popular. We generally do around 32 to 33 million minutes a year. So a lot of people on the phone, a lot of different hours. And you can access that with, it could be your cell phone, could be a standard phone if you have a landline in your house, basically any device that you can call in on. I mean, you can call in on, so you, even using some of these smart speakers, you could do that if you want to. I've done that a number of times. So that's the telephone access method. We have an NFP Newsline mobile application for the iPhone. We'll be going over that a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of our most recent access methods that we brought in is, let me make sure I've got it turned down here for the moment. Yes, so it won't talk. The what I call the A-Lady, the Amazon Alexa. So You can now go ahead and get all your publications. If you have one of those devices, you can have all your publications read to you just by asking for it. We have something called nfbnewslineonline.org. That's a website that you can go to, and it has all the content on it that I'm mentioning. I know a lot of people use a Victor Reader from Humanware. So we have the capability, they've integrated software into their device that will allow you to go ahead and download our publications directly to that. It's really an easy access method if you have one, because once you do the one-time setup, put your codes in, identify what you want, it's as easy as in the morning to go ahead and just power it on, and your publications automatically download for you. I mentioned earlier that we work in collaboration with the National Library Service. So they have a National Library Service talking book digital player. So if you have a computer, we have a helper application that you can put on your computer. It would contact our servers, download the information, and it will put it on one of the cartridges, and then you put that into the player, and then you can listen to it that way as well. We've already talked a little bit about the email.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this specifically, the email of articles.
Right.
Some people, this is the one that is really the most equivalent access method to getting the newspaper on your doorstep, because what happens, as soon as it becomes available in the morning, we email you the entire newspaper. You have to go in, and there's a number of ways that you can sign up for this to get this, but basically what we're doing is we're sending you the entirety of the email, of the newspaper via email every morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Can you tell me a couple of stories about seniors that gave you some testimonials about how Newsline's changed their life?
Well, we hear these types of things all the time, and so I just have a couple here that I'm wrote down here that I wanted to share. Okay, so there was a gentleman, and some of you all out there listening may be able to relate to this. It doesn't really matter, but I believe he had macular degeneration. And, you know, his eyesight was diminishing. What he really loved to do prior to having his vision get low vision, he would love to go out with his wife and his friends to dinner. He's in New York, New Jersey. It was one of those. And he loved to read the New York Times, and they would debate the articles in the editorial columns and stuff at dinner. Well, since he lost his eyesight, of course his wife would read some things to him, but he really didn't feel fulfilled because he couldn't read everything he wanted, and he just wasn't able to, it was more selection. So he really didn't feel great about himself. And he said, I started to become like a recluse and really felt left out when, he still went out to dinner with everybody, but he wasn't able to actively participate in that portion of the conversation. So he found NFB Newsline, and, he started reading that with the New York Times, and then, he was able to, again, he said, I'm able to contradict people when they get stuff wrong in the newspaper, and he really feels like he's part of, his group again. So that's just wonderful of how we can impact somebody's life and give that portion back to them, because, one of the main obstacles that we have to worry about to overcome as blind people is access to information. And that's really what NFB Newsline does, is it gives you a lot of access to the printed page information. Have another person, and what they do is they enjoy seeing the nightly news and so forth, but the nightly news only gives you a little bit of a snippet of a story. So there was a particular topic that they were interested in and was in California, and that's one of the beauties, is you can go ahead and, like I was mentioning at the front when we started to talk today, you can go to other states. So this particular thing he was interested in was California. So you can go ahead and select a number of papers that way. Just as a side note, I know I have a good friend, and he's really a sports enthusiast, especially when it comes to football. And so, by going to let's say that your favorite team is the Baltimore Ravens. I said that because I'm in Baltimore. But anyway. So if it's Baltimore Ravens, whatever it happens to be, if you go to the hometown and then find a paper in that state, you're going to get a lot more detailed information about it than reading just your local newspaper on that particular sports team. So that's really wonderful you can do that. I have another senior that I was talking to, and NFB Newsline has really helped him to save money. Now, you might say, how? Well, he was reading in the Chicago Tribune, and the particular article, they had just recently bought a brand new car. And he's reading an article, and the article was about a recall of a particular item. I forget what now, but a particular item that was on the car. And see, if he had not had access to that information, then perhaps it would have been a while before they found out about it. And if they hadn't taken it in to get it repaired, then the repair would have been on them. So they would have had to pay for that. But since he read about that in the newspaper, he was able to go ahead and take advantage of that.
That's beautiful.
We have a number of people, I try to go ahead and have different access methods, from anything like what we've talked about with the telephone, to the iPhone, to, just to accommodate people with all different technology levels. And sometimes people will start at one and migrate to another one, that type of thing. But the important thing to get across is that anyone, you can do it. I talk to some people, oh, I can't do that, that's too complicated. No. We provide materials for that we can send to you in like large print, an audio format. If you're a Braille reader, we can send it in Braille. We have instructions on the telephone system that actually walk you through that. And then finally, we have a customer service desk. So let's say that you were just trying to do something and you simply just could not figure it out. Well, you call us, and then we have customer service people that will go ahead and give you a call. And, we've done this a number of times. We will do actually a three-way call and walk you through and show you how it's actually done if you're using the phone access method.
And there also is, if you're using the telephone, number one off the main menu is its own how-to guide.
Correct. Yes.
Very good. Okay, so you know what? I think we did great, Scott, because I wanted to get here by 3:30. It's like 3:29. So we'll open it up for just about 5 minutes, because we want to do our demos coming up on all three devices. So if there's anybody that has a couple of questions, maybe we'll take 3 or 4 questions here. Raise your hand, wait to be recognized, and then you have the floor for a few seconds. Judy Nelson has raised hand.
Hi, am I unmuted?
You are.
Okay. My question is, I signed up for Newsline some years ago on my landline. Mm-hmm. I now have the iPhone. Do I have to re-sign up, or can that be transferred as I just need to use, learn how to use it on the iPhone?
That is correct. So once you have a particular set of codes, that will work on any of the things that we've discussed today.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? I don't think so. Okay, we'll give it 10 seconds. Linda DeBardinas. I don't know where my... There we go. Linda, are you open?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I signed up for Newsline when I lived in Delran, and I moved to another town and got another phone number. And I was able, as long as I let them know, I was able to keep my same numbers.
Very good.
Correct. In a situation of a move like that, we have a number of people that will move, you know, within the state and also from state to state. So, you know, you just call us up and give us your new address, and we put that in, and then you're ready to go.
Okay.
Okay, Carol.
There we go.
I feel guilty because I've had Newsline for a number of years, and I just have not learned it like I need to. I know I'll love it once I do. But I had a question about the audio description. Does it actually connect you with the audio description for a certain program, or does it just tell you it has it?
No, it tells you just that it has it. So you can loosely think of it as just like the TV guide. So we're going to have basically the listing of the programs.
Okay, Helen Ekman.
Thank you.
Yes. I was wondering if I have had it for so long that I have forgotten my code and password. I know I've had Jerry Neely set it up for me before, but if I want to do it on my email or whatever, how do I find out those numbers and name the password?
I have them anytime you want them.
Yep.
Do I just call the help desk?
No, I can just send them to you. I know you, Helen, so.
Yep.
Okay, Jerry, that would be great.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right, 816, I should know your name by now, but 816.
I was wondering if Newsline has any plans to incorporate archived information from places like Hadley School for the Blind and other places. Thank you.
We don't have any plans to, you know, do that type of information. What we specialize in is having the most current, up-to-date information from the publications that I mentioned and other different information sources.
Okay, we'll do one more question.
Les,
we'll
go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, it's Les from Georgia. I don't have a question, but I want to say thank you very much for inventing this or designing it. I love it because now I can talk with my neighbors, and they say, how do you read the newspaper? And I pull out the phone, and I show them. They say, can we get that? I says, only if you want to go blind. So it's awesome. People are amazed how us blind people can get in touch with the rest of the world. Thank you again, sir, and keep up the great work.
Well, you're certainly welcome. So
thank you, Les.
I can take some of the credit for development since 2006, but not prior to that. Actually, NFB Newsline was the brainchild of one of the former presidents of the National Federation of the Blind, Dr. Kenneth Jernigan, back in 1995.
Okay, so I think we're going to move to the demo portion, Scott. So do you want to do a little demo on the telephone?
Okay, yes.
And then we'll ask for some questions, and then we'll move to, we'll do each section.
Okay, very good.
Double tap to open. Use 3D touch to show home screen actions.
Okay, so what I'm doing today, and what you just heard, is I'm calling on my iPhone, but by no means think that you have to call in on the iPhone. It's just what I had handy to be able to use that I can actually tie into the equipment that I'm using here to make it sound a little bit better.
Thank you.
Visual information folder. 14 apps. One new item. Double tap to open. Use 3D touch to show home screen actions. App switcher. Phone. Active. 4-1. Selected. Phone. All. Button. 1 of 2. Missed. Button. 2. Edit. Recents. 4-1-0. Plus. 1-3-2. NFB Newsline. Outgoing. End phone call.
Welcome to NFB Newsline.
Para continuar en español, aprieta dos.
NFB Newsline is provided by the National Federation of the Blind along with state sponsors. To listen to the newest 2020 election materials, including the Blind Voter Survey, please press 1 off the main menu, followed by option 2. To log in as Scott White, press 1. To log in as a different subscriber, press 0.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and press 1.
1.
Welcome, Scott White. Please select from the following options. Main menu. To read NFB Newsline news, tutorials, and election 2020 information, press 1. To read your state's information channel, press 2. To read newspapers in your state, press 3. To enter your favorites list, press 4. To read newspapers in a different state, press 5. To read local store circulars, press 6. To read magazines, press 7. For TV listings, press 8. For job listings, press 9. For subscribers control panel, including local phone number lookup and speech control, press 0. Main menu.
Okay, so I wanted to go through all that to give you an idea of what it sounded like, and also to let you hear the options that are on the main menu. So see, it's telling me everything to do that. So I'm going to go ahead and press the key combinations to get into the New York Times for today.
In a different state, press 5. To read local store, please select from the following regions. To select breaking news online, press 1. To select national newspapers, press 2. To select please select from the following content options. To select the Associated Press National, press 1. To select the Christopher Online, press 2. Forward, press 3. To press 4. To select the Investor's Business Daily, press 5. To select the New York Times, press 6. For the end of the... Please select from the following available issues. For the New York Times, dated Thursday, October 22nd, 2020, press 1. For the New York Times, dated Wednesday, October 21st, 2020, press 2. For the New York Times, dated Sunday... Please select from the following sections, or press 99 for continuous reading. Business, Financial Desk, press 10. Classified, press 11. Editorial Desk, press 12. Foreign Desk, press 13. Metropolitan Desk, press 14. National Desk, press 15. Obituary, press 6. In Business, Financial Desk, there are 15 articles in this section.
Okay, so you heard there that... When I went into the, it gives you the publication date. So in the NFB Newsline, we have today's newspaper, we're going to have yesterday's, and then if one was published, we're going to have the previous Sunday. Now, when it comes to magazines, that's not applicable. So what we have is we have the current magazine and also the previous one on the system. So what I've done here is I press number 1 initially to log me in. So see, the beauty of it is also you are given a 6-digit identification number and a 4-digit security number. When you first sign up, that's your username and password. Once you put that in, or if you're calling from a number that you gave us and we put in the database when you signed up, then we're going to give you an opportunity. So in my case, it said to log in as Mr. White, press 1. So that's what I did, and that's what we call the auto login feature. Now, you don't have to use it from your home phone, but if you would call from another location, you would have to enter your codes. Okay, so we're looking at the New York Times here. I'm not really going over the keys that I'm pressing because we have documentation in that, and really today I'm going to show people what some of the capabilities are. So let's listen to an article for a moment.
Which counts some of the biggest public pensions in the world among its investors. In a letter to investors after the Times report, Mr. Black said he had not been accused of any wrong.
Okay, I'm not interested in that, so I want to go to the next article.
Mainly on estate planning. Article 2, California theme parks get rules for reopening. By Tariro Mzezwa, large parks must be in the state's yellow tier for...
I've heard enough about that, so I'll press the button again, move on to the next article.
Long wait. Article 3, can police really crack your iPhone? Most likely, by Jack Nickers.
Now, what we've done here is we try to make it so to give you the equivalent experience as much as we can as reading the newspaper if you were to have vision. So you find the newspaper of interest, and then it's going to give you, you know, what issue data you're looking for. And so I pick today, and then it's going to tell me the sections. So I just dial in the corresponding number. In this particular case, it was the business financial section, so I put in 10. You know, you heard it say the section name, and then it said the number. So then you would put that in, and it's going to start reading the articles. It's going to start at Article 1 and go all the way to the conclusion of all the articles, one after the other, that you have. So now, if at any time you want to go ahead and say, I've had enough of this section, there's a key that you can press, and it will go ahead and it will take you back out to the level of with all the sections, so you can pick another section. So let me go ahead and demonstrate the feature that we call the panel 9 feature. That's what we were talking about earlier.
Yes.
We'll go ahead and email you an article.
The Albanian Lek states now have tools to get into locked, encrypted phones and extract their data. According to years of public... Please indicate what part of this content you would like to receive by email. To receive just the current article, press 2. To receive just the current section... You should receive your requested content shortly at SWHITN.
So that particular article is on the way to my email inbox, and it does it fairly quick. You have it within a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, on the telephone system, you can go ahead and speed up the voice. You can go ahead and slow it down. Actually, we even have features in there where, depending on what voice you're using, if a different tonal voice will work better with you hearing it, then we can go ahead and make adjustments with that. Most of the volume controls are done by your actual phone, but we do have the ability to go ahead and raise it a little bit. In one of my, like in my left ear, I'm hard of hearing. So I've got on my personal settings, I've gone ahead and raised mine so I can actually put it on that on my left hand side and still hear it. So it accommodates things like that as well. So that's a quick snapshot of the phone service.
That's good. And I think because of time, we're going to do all three and then ask for questions because I want to make sure you get the demos in.
Okay.
If that's okay. So now we're going to do just a quick demo on Amazon Alexa.
Okay. You're the boss.
I'm the boss. Woohoo.
That's right. So, okay. So let's see. Okay. So the Amazon demo. Okay. Turn her up here. Alexa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I listen once I hear the wake word.
Okay, so our particular skill, you're going to go ahead and start that out by Alexa, open National Federation.
Welcome to NFB Newsline. Hello, Scott White. What would you like to do?
Read the New York Times.
Reading in New York Times dated October 22nd, 2020. In the Business Financial Desk section of the New York Times.
Now, at any time...
There are 15 articles in this section.
I can go ahead. It's going to do the same thing. It's going to start off reading the first article, go to the conclusion. Here's a little bit different, because after it finishes a particular section, it will go on all through all the articles and section in the New York Times. Just for fun, one day, I let it go ahead and play it. I wondered, how long will it take it to read it? And it was at a much faster speech rate than it is now. I gave up about at 7 or 8 hours. So, the New York Times is quite big. Okay,
oh, yeah.
So if I want to move to the next article, this is what I would do.
Requested the review by members of the firm's...
Next.
Article 2. California theme parks get rules for reopening.
Okay, so that's how I can move to the next article.
Large
now, if I want to do the same thing what we just did a moment ago
economic recovery with the virus largely...
Excuse me. If I want to do what we did just a minute ago with having the article emailed, I can do this.
For reopening theme parks in the state
Alexa,
on Tuesday.
Ask National Federation to email me this article.
You should receive your email for this article shortly at swite@nfb.org.
In terms of coronavirus.
And then it just goes ahead and automatically returns back to that. Now, the same thing that I can do here is I can get it to go faster. I can get it to go slower. We do have some other voices. We have that the one you're listening to we call Paul. That is the male voice that we have that's the human quality voice. We also have a female human quality voice called Kate. And then if any of you all use a computer, one of the voices that's on there from JAWS is Eloquence. If you're familiar with that, we have that on there as well. There's also ways that I can tell it to go to the next section. Remember, we're trying to make it the experience just as the same as if you were reading it with vision. So we want the capabilities always built in that would allow you to skip around content very much, very quickly. Okay, so, and there's ways also that, you know, if I want to know what publications or in what state or whatever, it can do that. Okay, so that is, real quickly, is the Amazon device.
And we also have Amazon keystrokes and speech,
correct.
directions is what I'm trying to say, a listing of that, and you can send that out to whoever, because I have a list myself. So if you need that, you can ask, you know, when you can get that too.
No comment.
Okay, so now we're going to go to NFB Mobile, NFB Newsline Mobile.
Okay.
Speech on. Phone. Active. NFB Newsline. NFB Newsline. NFB Newsline Mobile.
Okay. NFB Newsline Mobile is an app that we came out with around 2012. And we recently just came out with an addition that's an updated version on that. What we hope to accomplish in this version is to add some new features, but also to make it a more streamlined experience. And we also added something else to it this time. We had something called KNFB Reader Basic. Now, KNFB Reader Basic, as the word basic implies, is it doesn't have all the functions. So if one needs the functions that KNFB Reader has in order to get those, that's still a purchase item from the appropriate app store. So, but KNFB Reader Basic, basically I could take a picture of any printed document. Let's say, for example, that you had two boxes of something in the freezer, and you didn't know what it was, and rather than opening up and trying to figure it out, you just want to, you know, look at it basically and determine what it is. So you could take a picture of each one and determine what it is. It would read the text print that was on there. If you use any type of device that has a screen, you can take the picture of the screen and it will read it to you. I know that when I wanted to know, like I didn't know that on a football game that they had really the score there continuously like that. So I took a picture of that just when I was testing it and found out that, you know, the score is displayed there. So it will read things like that as well. I think people also find it helpful in reading medications. I've had great success in getting it to read curved objects like pill bottles and so forth. So if I have, you know, individual pill bottles or maybe the over-counter prescriptions, well, not prescriptions, but over-counter medicine, then I can go ahead and take a picture of that and it will tell me what is what about that. So that's KNFB Reader Basic. So there's four pages in the app, and when you open the app, you're presented with the settings page at first. That's where you put your codes in. Then you have to log in. Until you log in, the app will not move off the settings page because we need to make that sure that you're an authorized user. Once you do that, then you're going to have to execute the gestures on the iPhone to move to another page. Let's see what page we're on here.
All publications.
Okay. So we're on what I call the information sources
page. Breaking
news. Which is the second page. So we've got the breaking news that we were talking about.
Maryland State Specific Channel.
Now, this is that's the state specific channel, and it's going to be that's going to be specific to your state.
Maryland publications.
The publications that are in Maryland for me.
Publications from other states. National newspapers.
And what I'm doing is I'm doing a left to right swipe here, and it's moving it from object to object.
International newspapers. Magazines. All publications. Global publication search. Spanish publications. TV listings. Retail ads. Learn about the NFB.
Okay, so that's the next thing is the help. So the only one that we didn't talk about is global search. Now, that's a way that you can go and search our publications for a particular text phrase. Okay, so if I go back up, let's take a look at a publication.
TV listing. Spanish public. Global publication. All publications. Magazines. International newspaper. National newspapers.
Okay, so I'm going to do national. Double tap.
Search. Search field.
Okay.
Double tap to edit.
I'm going to go find the New York Times.
N. Heading.
Okay.
New York Times. 10/22/2020.
Okay, so what we're doing here is we're presenting all the national publications, but we're assuming that when you go in to read the publication, you're probably going to want to look at days. There's ways that you can go back to the prior editions that we have, and that's easy to do, but initially we just assume you're going to be looking at today. So I double tap.
Full publication. National newspapers. Back button.
Okay, so it's going to give me the sections here, just like we heard on the phone.
New York Times. Remove. Button. Current issue. 10/20. Business/financial desk. 15 articles.
15 articles there.
Classified. 7 articles. Editorial desk. 10
and
articles.
It's going to give me each section. Okay, so let's go ahead back up to the business.
Business/financial desk. 15 articles.
I'm going to double tap.
Nine, stocks and down.
Okay.
Eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, California theme parks get rules for real.
What I did is accidentally moved this down to the bottom of the page.
One, Apollo board to review C.
Okay, so I'm at article number one here. Now, We have a little bit different. If you've used the prior app, the 2.x app that we had, what it would do is you'd go into a section that would present Article 1, then Article 2, all in the same window. We still have where you can do that because a number of people really like that presentation. But here, what we have is we have each one of the articles enumerated. And it's going to give you the title of the article and then maybe a sentence or two about that article. We designed it that way so you could go ahead and better determine if you want to read that article. So I'm going to go ahead, and that's Article 1, and I'm setting on it now. So I'm going to do a left to right.
2. California theme parks get rules for reopening. By Tererome Zizua. Large parks must be in the state's yellow tier for economic recovery, with the virus largely contained, which could be a long wait.
Okay, so that's on Article number 2.
3. Can police really crack your iPhone? Most likely. By Jack Nickis.
So that's what we heard when we were doing the telephone. So what we're doing is this is all the exact content. It's just being able to access it through your iPhone. Now, I'm going to go ahead and double tap on that article.
Business/financial desk. Back button. Apple has built complex encryption into iPhones and made the device. In a new Apple ad, a man on it. Can police really crack your iPhone? Heading level 3.
Okay, so that's at the top there. So now if I want to read that entire article, I can do the simple left-right swipe, but I can also put it in continuous read mode, which I do, and I can read from top to bottom here.
Can police really crack your iPhone? Heading level 3. Most likely. By Jack Nickis. At least 2,000 law enforcement agencies have tools to get into encrypted smart that in.
Okay, I'll stop that. So what you can do also is this has the opportunity where you can go ahead and have the article emailed, just like we can with all the other different access methods. If you want to control the speech rate, you need to go ahead and do that with like your voiceover, because that's what's reading it. We're not reading any of the content on the mobile application, the data. It's all being done by your voiceover that's on the phone. So any type of voice changes that you might like, that you would just do that, and it's going to use whatever voices that are on your phone currently. So that's it in a nutshell. The only other thing that if you do use anything like a Facebook or Twitter in the breaking news, we do have where you can share those particular articles with those individual platforms of Facebook or Twitter. And in breaking news, you can email the articles to a friend as well.
Mm-hmm.
The other particular items like this New York Times that we were looking at, we ask you not to do that because you can get the email sent to you. You could forward it to somebody, but we ask you not to do that because that's against the copyright restrictions that we've agreed to with the publisher.
Right.
So that is the iPhone in a nutshell.
So you've shown us three ways, plus, of course, there's also if you want to do it on your computer. So there's many ways to access Newsline, and you can see the value of all of the information that you can get at your fingertips, whichever way works best for you. And I know a lot of people that are real tech savvy that still use the basic telephone, and it's fine. So don't feel like, oh, my gosh, I have to know how to do another particular way to do it. If you're comfortable, use it that way. I'm going to open it up to questions. We only have about 8 minutes, but we are ready to do some questions if you have. Scott, thank you for the presentation. I'll thank you a little bit better a little bit later.
While people are raising their hands and so forth, let me go ahead and give my contact information.
Yes.
So I can be reached at the National Federation of the Blind. You can call 410-659-9314. And my extension is 2231. Also, if you are using email, I can be reached at swhite@nfb.org. Throughout the presentation, I spoke about a customer service number, so let me give that. And this would be applicable if you need your codes or want to, you know, have a question, want to have them answer it. It was 866-504-7300. Again, that's 866-504-7300.
Very good.
Nancy, go ahead with your question.
Yes, I usually listen to Newsline on my Victor stream, mm-hmm. and I have been trying for quite a while to find the TV listings, and I can't find it.
The reason is they're not there.
I'm glad I'm not missing it then.
No, the TV listings are not available on that. So, but what I would encourage you to do is that particular programming is done by HumanWare. So if that's something that you would like, then, you know, of course, the Victor Reader is their product. So I would give them a call and say, hey, I want this from NFB Newsline.
Very good. Is there anybody that hasn't
Judy
asked a
Nelson.
Question yet? Very good.
Just clarification. To do mobile, we have to download an app Is the app that we download, is that KNFB or is it NFB Newsline?
NFB Newsline.
App. Right, the name of the
NFB
app. Newsline. So
Newsline.
Right, you want the one that's called NFB Newsline Mobile version 3.0 is what you want.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Anybody else that has any
questions? Okay, Les. No, just Les.
Go ahead, Les.
I'm unmuted now, sorry. It's Les from Georgia. My question is, the job listings you have, are them jobs just for sight impaired or blind people, or are they open for anyone?
We have two particular job engines. We have, and they're based on two websites, careerbuilder.com and for basically any kind of job you think of. And then we also have the USA jobs that are the federal jobs. But we do, no parsing of the information and so forth. You know, in the National Federation of Blind with proper training, we feel that, you know, you'd be able to do most jobs. I mean, you can be a pilot, an airline pilot, and you can be a truck driver, but pretty much everything else is open.
Okay, who's next?
I've asked Jean to unmute, if you can do so, Jean.
Very good.
Thank you. I have a question. Can you, when you sign up for a Newsline, can you sign up and use all these different options like the Victor Reader and Alexa and your mobile phone? And if so, does the information transfer over to each of those different methods, or do you have to set up each one separately?
A little bit of both. Okay, so if I'm using the Amazon device, I have to put my codes in that. If I'm using the iPhone, I have to put my codes in that. So basically the username and password for that. Now, if I were to do things like the favorites, what subscribers had told us is they wanted a different set of favorites for each one of the access methods. So basically, if you were to use the phone and set up your favorites there, you would have to set up, when you set up your favorites on the iPhone app, it's a different set of favorites. So each one is designed that way. When you look at the TV listings, or when you look at the things like the global search I was telling you about, or when the job listings come out on the iPhone, it will be in parallel with what you've done in other access methods. So, for example, if I were to do a global search for iPhone, which is one I have, and I did it on the telephone, then when I go here on the iPhone app, I will see that that's one of my searches. So mm-hmm. Some of the things do carry across.
Very good.
And you are able to, use as much of the different access methods as you like. Myself personally, what I generally do is I love using the telephone. I'm very into technology, love technology, except when a lot of it breaks like today. But I use all the different access methods. I'm primarily the telephone with a cup of coffee in the morning, and then mm-hmm. if I'm out and about or at work, I'll look at the iPhone.
Yep, very good. I do the same thing. So then it's perfect timing to say thank you to Scott White, and I'll see you in a month at the State Convention for New Jersey. As always, you're a great friend, and you're always full of information, and thank you for sharing it with us here at the Senior Virtual Retreat. We really appreciate that.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Everybody have a great day now.
Thank you. Thank you all.